From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Foreign ministers from 20 nations meeting in Vancouver about North Korea say sanctions pressure must continue against the North until it abandons its nuclear weapons program. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the gathering of like-minded nations sends North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a unified message.
The differences between freedom and democracy for the people of the Republic of Korea is striking when compared to the conditions of life for the people that live under the tyranny of the regime in North Korea. And it is only a threat of this nature, a serious nuclear weapons threat, that would unite what were once enemies, the sending states, with China in a common goal to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. And the sending states stand shoulder to shoulder with China, with the Republic of Korea, with Japan, with Russia, and is now joined by the entire international community in saying to the regime in North Korea, we cannot and will not accept you as a nuclear state.
Tillerson urged China and Russia, which were not invited to the meeting, to fully implement UN sanctions against North Korea.
No puedo dejar de manifestar.
Pope Francis expressed his pain and shame over Chile's sexual abuse scandal on Tuesday. They were his first comments in Chile on a crisis that has scarred the Roman Catholic Church's credibility in the country. The Pope asked for forgiveness and promised to make every effort to support the victims and ensure that such things did not happen again. He spoke in the presence of the president of the country, along with other Chilean officials and foreign diplomats. This is VOA News. President Trump's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, spoke behind closed doors Tuesday to a committee of the U.S. House of Representatives that's investigating whether Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. VOA's Washington correspondent Martin Seacrest reports.
Bannon is the latest high-profile figure to testify before the House committee as part of its ongoing investigation into allegations that Russia interfered in the U.S. 2016 election. The interview with the House Intelligence Committee comes after Bannon's public falling out with the president over comments Bannon made to author Michael Wolff for Wolff's new book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House. But Trump accused Bannon of having lost his mind when news of his comments to Wolff surfaced earlier this month. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
A report by the UN Children's Fund finds babies born in Yemen are dying at an alarmingly high rate because of the collapsing health system, lack of food and clean water. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports more than 3 million children have been born in Yemen since the country's civil war escalated in March 2015. The agency's report, called Born into War, describes the violent, hopeless situation of displacement, disease, poverty and hunger into which these children are born. UNICEF says most of the estimated 3,000 babies born every day are delivered outside a health center with no skilled birth attendant present. It reports 40% of the births are premature and 30% suffer from low birth weight. Most worrying of all, it notes, is 25% of the newborns die within the first month because of infections and a variety of deprivations. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyrak says undernutrition plays a big role in those deaths. He says around 1.8 million children are acutely malnourished and about 400,000 are severely acutely malnourished. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The prominent Kosovo Serb politician Oliver Ivanovic was shot dead Tuesday outside his party office in the northern town of Mitrovica, raising ethnic tensions in the region and putting a halt to EU-mediated talks between Kosovo and Serbia on the day they were to resume. The killing came the same day Serbia and Kosovo were to talk in Brussels on normalizing ties. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.